You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to another episode of Retail Gets Real, where we talk about something that impacts everyone, every day, everywhere, and that's retail. I'm very fortunate to be joined today by my colleague, Jessica Hibbard, and two really special guests. We have Ellen Davis, who is the Senior Vice President of NRF and Executive Director of the Foundation. Welcome, Ellen. And we also have Martine Reardon, former CMO of Macy's, Inc. Welcome, Martine.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Martine, you've been in the industry for a while. You've seen a lot of changes over that period of time. And so if you were to look in a crystal ball, what does the future look like for retail?
I'd be the richest woman in the world if I could figure that out. But I would say that retail is an industry that is here to stay, despite some of what has been said over time. Yes, it's cyclical, and so we go through these ebbs and flows of when retail is really at its height and when it actually is not doing as well as we'd like. And I'd say that as long as those retailers are really strategic and thoughtful about how they're looking at their consumer, which I think is the most important part of retail today. And sometimes we get caught up in the daily grind so much that we forget to always have that consumer at the table with us. And so our practice always was when I was at Macy's is that consumer sat right next to you at the table. And so as you were making really important decisions about the future or even about how you were going to run your stores or you were going to run an event, you always had that consumer there and said, well, would she really, and I say she, it's more than just she, but it's just easier. Would she really like the way we're thinking about this? Or what would her point of view be? So I think if we all begin to really get so focused on keeping that consumer at the center of every single thing that we are doing, you will see retail flourish in a way that it hasn't flourished before. This sort of myth about is online, you know, actually taking out the physical store and the brick and mortar? Absolutely not, because it is absolutely a blend of both. And I think you can serve several different customers. There are definitely online only. There are definitely store customers, but the brands who can do it really well on both channels, I think, are the way that it's going to continue to flourish. And so as I think about retail for the future, I think about that blending of those two channels, the consumer data that she is more than willing to provide for you to help make her experience be a better one with your channel, depending on which channel you're in. So the more insights that you can glean from that customer, and the more surprise and delight, and give her that experience. I mean, that's really what she's looking for. So I see retail just really getting much better and better and better at doing some of those things. And I'm sure there's so much more, but those are the things that are on my mind.
I'm glad that you mentioned it, that myth that exists out there that this is all coming at a cost. All of this evolution, all of this technology is coming at the cost of the brick and mortar stores. And in fact, that is just not the case. And
So
it's hard to beat that narrative back, but that's what we try to do every single day. Jessica?
Well, you know, we're talking about making technology and new experiences happen in retail, and that requires talent at all levels. So Ellen, I was wondering what the big challenges are with talent for retailers and what NRF is doing to help out with that.
Sure. There's so much happening right now with talent. And, you know, if you look at the retail industry and how it's changing, I think, you know, the jobs in retail today, you still need cashiers, you still need people working on the floor, you still need people in distribution centers, but those roles have fundamentally changed. I mean, you think about you know, how to deal with technology in the store, different types of currency, different types of customers that you might interact with that you didn't interact with years ago. You think about a consumer coming into the store with their phone and in many cases understanding more about a product than the sales associate because they've researched it for 2 or 3 hours. And that's just the store. Of course, you know, we know that roles in the corporate headquarters are changing too dramatically as we think about how the industry is changing, becoming more digitally influenced. Certainly the need for technology and engineering talent is huge in retail. We surveyed retailers in mid-2016 and asked CEOs what kept them up at night. We asked for three different, you know, buckets. And in every single answer, they each said something about jobs and talent. And I think that really emphasizes what's so critical right now, which is not necessarily how do we think about talent at corporate or in store or entry level, but how do we think about the whole landscape of what's happening in talent. So we've been really focused at the NRF Foundation on a number of initiatives that help both build awareness of careers in our industry, help showcase retail as an industry of mobility and opportunity at all levels, help students who are currently in school think about their path and their future differently, either if they're pursuing retail careers already, it's how do we make sure that they're prepared to get that first career out of retail. And if they're in a business school or in the IT program, it's how do we make sure they know that careers in retail exist for them. And then the final thing that we've done in the last few months is introduced a program we're really excited about called Rise Up, which stands for Retail Industry Skills and Education. And what Rise Up does is really helps us look at talent holistically as an industry. And where we started is where everybody starts, was it at the very beginning, helping people take that first step to becoming skilled and trained to find that first job through a credential called Retail Industry Fundamentals, which 21 major retailers supported at launch and many more retailers continue to support. So we've been focused on talent, you know, throughout the entire ecosystem of a retail company, because we know that it's really crucial to the business. And so not only is it philanthropic and helps do good, it also helps retailers when we think about increasing the talent pipeline and pool.
And if I could just add to that, as a former retailer, I believe what Ellen just described is nirvana for somebody like retailers who are looking for talent, because I think the education alone, just to showcase some of these younger students who are just coming out of school and thinking about what kind of career do I want or need or do I even know about? So many people don't know about a career in retail. And I think what Rise Up does is not only identifies this as a great opportunity and a career path and not just a job, but then giving them the skills and the training to help them feel very comfortable when they get into that retail job, to make it be more than just a cashier job, if you will, or make it just be more than, oh, I have to go to work and do this shift. But it really is somebody who is thinking about a longer term career.
You know, Martine, you have been, you know, at various levels in the industry. And so you've had the opportunity to be exposed to a lot of really successful retail leaders. What is the common denominator there? I mean, what makes a successful retail leader in your mind?
Oh, it's such a good question. For me, I will tell you, it's passion. It's really passion. If you're so passionate about something that you do, it does not feel like that four-letter word of work. It feels like I want to give it my all. I want to really feel like I am embracing what I'm doing. I want to collaborate with a team. And I would say that collaboration word, sometimes the most overused, but when you think about retail and how all those things link together, all the jobs that make a great retailer great, it is about that collaboration and teamwork. So passion and collaboration really are what I think make you a successful executive. And then there's always the creativity, and you've got to want to be innovative, and you have to want to take some risks so that you can always be in that surprise and delight mode for the consumer. But I'd say passion and collaboration are probably two of the biggest, I think, characteristics that make you successful.
Jessica?
Well, I was wondering, Martine, since you have been in retail for a while, one of the things I love about interviewing retailers is hearing about their own career story. So how did you start out and how did you end up as CMO of Macy's?
Oh, such a good question. I actually, when I was in college, my first 2 years of college, I did not know about retail as an industry. So it was not a path I was going down. I was actually going to be a financial person on Wall Street. And I was fortunate enough when I was a junior in college to get an internship because of my next door neighbor who worked at a retail store. and invited me to come in and do a little freelance work for them while I was on during spring break. And honestly, I stepped into that retail environment and immediately got bitten by that retail bug. I loved the everyday of not doing the same thing. I loved trying to understand consumers and what consumers were looking for. I loved fashion. So, you know, me coming from the retail side on the apparel side, not necessarily grocery. I love food too, so I'm sure I would love that end of it. But I loved the fashion and beauty side of it. And so it all just connected for me. And I continued doing some of these internships when I went back to school. And I was very fortunate to find a wonderful mentor who said to me, you are really very good at this retail thing. And rather, you know, not talking me out of going to Wall Street, but just think about this as a career for you as opposed to what you're doing. And hands down, it was so easy. And then I just, you know, continued to really work my way up. I had great mentors. I really wanted to learn each job that I was put into the best of my ability. I wasn't so quick as there are some today who want to be in a job for 6 months and say, okay, where am I going next? No, the, you know, Terry Lundgren, who I had many, many years of working for and very privileged to work for, had a saying, and it was, bloom where you're planted. And so spend that time to really learn your job and become an expert at it. And when it's time for you to move on, believe me, there are such amazing careers here. We'll sort of give you that tap on the shoulder and you'll move. And so I just did.
It's funny how many people mention the impact of mentorship. Ellen, do you have a mentor who's made a difference for you?
I have a number, and you know, it's funny. I think mentors can be defined in a lot of different ways, and you can have many at a time. I mean, I personally, when I took over the NRF Foundation about 5 years ago, the first new chairman that I was able to bring on board was Mindy Grossman, the CEO of HSNI, who is now the chairman of the NRF board. And Mindy was really amazing because she gave the right amount of insight, criticism in a good way, feedback. She's very opinionated, which was awesome because we could move really quickly when somebody tells you what they're thinking. And she was, you know, but she was always incredibly supportive. She believed really strongly on our mission, and she was just somebody that I loved being able to work with so extensively over a four-year period. You know, she's also a woman in this industry, as is Martine, as is Karen Katz, our existing chairman of the NRF Foundation board. And it's really interesting and exciting for me to see so many women in leadership positions in retail, also who support each other. And I don't know that that's always the case in an industry, but it seems to me that there are a number of women in retail who really look out for each other, look out for the next generation, and try to pay it forward. And so under Mindy's leadership and many other great women in the industry, it's just been very fun to be a part of that.
That's awesome.
You know, Martine, I think that when we talk about how retail has evolved and how those jobs and those careers have evolved, there still seems to be this bias, especially at the college level, of not really teaching about retail careers, just saying accounting is accounting and you go to an accounting firm, or technology is technology and you work for a software company. How is the NRF changing that? How are you seeing that change in terms of what people are thinking about these jobs, and basically what more can we do?
Well, as a matter of fact, Ellen and I have had many conversations about this. And again, I think what the NRF is doing with Rise Up and that education of understanding what a retail career can do for you, because I think that's the biggest problem here. It's just ignorance, and I don't mean ignorance in a bad way. It's just ignorance by not having the full story about what retail careers can be like. And so it's the application of, I almost think if people started in retail first and then went into accounting jobs or marketing jobs, because in the world of retail, you get to do many, many jobs and you get to really try to understand. And again, I'll go back to the consumer. So no better job than to actually have to deal with another human being in making sure they feel satisfied with what their experience was in your home. I always viewed our stores as they're our homes, and our consumers are our guests in our homes. And so when you think about it that way, you think about this is just not learning a job. And then those skill sets that you learn there, whether it's you learn how to be a stock person and making sure that when you see an empty shelf, that's not going to be a great experience, go fill that shelf. So that's the stock person's role. When your role is to actually handle the transaction for the consumer, it's making sure that, boy, is that pleasant, and making sure that her transaction goes smoothly and her credit card works or her cash gets back to her, whatever that is. So there are so, and when I think about all of the back of office things, these are just the, you know, the direct things, but the back office finance department, you know, you can take those skills, or you can be going to a business school and learning finance, but then become a CFO in a retail company. There's no greater joy. You're running a business. You get the opportunity to run a business and watch it every single day because the consumer is one who's telling you how you're doing. So I love to see people come out of college and start in retail. And then if they decide that they want to be extremely, siloed and just go a finance route, they're definitely other. And I'm not mocking any other industry because they're all really wonderful. But what people don't understand is how retail can open your eyes to other ways of approaching a job once you've had that experience of starting there.
Cool. Well, I think we are almost out of time, but
We're out of time?
I think we have a minute or two for some rapid fire questions.
I can go for a little while longer.
All right. So let's start with Ellen. What's the best book you read in the past year?
I just finished a book called Boys in the Boat, which is about the 1936 rowing team who rowed for gold in Berlin against Hitler's Germany. And it was such an amazing story of teamwork, group dynamics, the idea of your spot in the boat. I mean, there's just all sorts of ways that you can think about how to interpret this in your own life, in your own world. But it was also just a really enjoyable read. So, Boys in the Boat.
Martine, what's the app that you use the most?
The Skim. Mm-hmm. I love that app. I think it's amazing because it is very newsworthy, but it's also pop culture at the same time. And I love to be able to stay on top of both. And my nieces think I'm really cool because I use it.
Ellen, what's the last thing you bought online?
A book from Amazon and a booster seat. So those are like the most uninteresting things, but they showed up on Saturday after I ordered them on Thursday, and there's nothing wrong with a little convenience.
All right.
And so, Martine, I can't believe I'm asking this question. You asked this question because I know nothing about fashion. So
well, here's a good question for you, Martine. Complete this sentence. Retail is?
Nirvana.
That was not the question. It had something to do with leopard skin. Well, we thank you, Martine. We thank you, Ellen. We thank you all for the work that you're doing on behalf of our retailers, on behalf of their employees and the customers they serve every day, everywhere around this country. So we look forward to having you back on and getting some updates on how things are going. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.